You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so let's face it. You guys could keep wasting your time taking aim at, you know, Cashman and Boone. It is so much deeper than that. There's just no way around it. I mean, I would really like to know what some of these people who have been on the Yankee payroll for well over a decade, what they actually do. I'm not sure what Michael Fishman does or Tim Nehring does or, you know, David Oppenheimer, who is in, you know, you've heard his name a ton. He's in charge of the scouting, but I just feel like there's just so much wrong here that, yeah, the front men get blasted, and I understand it. I get it. But to me, there's so much behind the scenes that have just been busted and broken and just poorly constructed for so long, and that's why I look at Hal. Like, I would actually say, all right, Cash, come on in. Hey, Brian, come on, take a seat, buddy. Sit down and talk about some stuff here. And I would have him explain himself. And to me, it's impossible to justify explaining away the repeat of mistakes. You know, how come we haven't drafted and developed a first baseman? How come we haven't drafted and developed a third baseman? How come, you know, we always have to, during the season, with a payroll that is top three in baseball, go out there and make four moves, five, this year seven moves? I mean, it's unreal. How have we not done a better job of supporting somebody like Aaron Judge? How have we not done this, Brian? And to me, there's no satisfactory answer. So that's where I am on the Yankees. The Yankees, yeah, I mean, they might blast their way to a wild card and, you know, overwhelm one of these small market teams. Yankees aren't winning the World Series. Not good enough. And they will not be good enough until they decide to really overhaul how they run their team. That's the simple reality. It's maddening, but it's actually easy to identify. It's maddening because it just keeps happening. But at least we can say, and to me, there's nobody who could tell me that that's not accurate. Like, they're trying to do the same thing over and over and over and over and over the same way. It ain't working. Try something else. And that's obviously a deeper off-season conversation. To me, it's wrecking ball time from a front office perspective. Do I think Hal will do that? No, I don't think he will. If I was Hal, would I do that? Yes, I would. All right, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Of course, our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. As for those Mets, I mean, they are equally putrid. You know, like, to me, the Mets can't get off the hook here. You know, the Mets have a massive payroll. They were in the NLCS a year ago. The expectations were up the wazoo. They came out and they were playing good baseball. Or the Mets are melting right now. Now, I also think that the Mets will be a playoff team this year. But I also, like the Yankees, don't think they're going to really do anything when they get there. Although, if you ask me, of the two, who's got a better chance to win or to go far? I kind of feel like it's the Mets right now, myself, Because there's no way Lindor is going to be this bad the rest of the way. I mean, if Francisco Lindor plays this way the rest of the season, then it has been, it will equate to an absolute garbage season for Lindor. I mean, we know he hasn't hit for a while. You know what his OPS is in his last 250 at-bats? 650. 650. And the defense, which is always reliable, that's out the window. I know he got hurt, trying to be fair to him, but if you're on the field, you got to play better. And he's looked awful. Juan Soto's had one outstanding Juan Soto month. All right, here comes another flicker, bunch of solo home runs. Maybe he's ready to take off here. But none of the kids have really truly distinguished themselves. Vientos went in a hole. He's gone. He stinks. Mauricio, I actually like Mauricio, but that ground ball over the weekend, you're going to play third base for a team trying to win a pennant. You got to make that play. You know, Nimmo's got a noodle arm in left field. All right, Alvarez has improved his defensive mechanics for sure, but he ain't hitting, so you get nothing out of the catching spot. There's just too many problems here with the Mets, and it starts with the starting rotation. I've always been even more than Sal. I've been much more of a Senga guy. I mean, Senga looks horrendous. You know, Manaea, it's early. He was very good a year ago. I'm not going to go nuts, but at least it's you've got to pose the question. Remember, when he changed windups for his final 18 starts, that kind of caught the league off guard. I mean, I don't know if this is the case. I'm not sure where he is from a stuff perspective compared to, because he only had a couple of starts compared to last year. But it could be something as simple as the league has caught on a little bit to Sean Manaea. And this, you know, his different, his release point, which is very different. Maybe they've made adjustments. I mean, the league always adjusted, so maybe they're adjusting to him. Montas, forget about Montas. Cut him. Ship him out. Stinks. Batting practice. Not good. And you, of course, you have a problem with Holmes, who is already at his innings limit, has been bad for the last month and a half to 2 months or so, and is not nearly recognizable in terms of the pitcher that he was to start. So, to me, And here's the irony, and I tweeted this before I went on vacation, and I meant it. Like, I really thought that Cashman crushed the trade deadline. I really did. And I thought that Stearns did an exceptional job. Now, just because I tweeted that doesn't mean that I'm right. You know, I do think that Bednar is going to be really good for the Yankees. All right, I know that some of the Met relief, Rogers has been pretty good. You know, Jesse Halsley, all right, a little bit erratic here. And forget about Diaz. I mean, he's been phenomenal. Gives up a home run, whatever. He's a human being. So he's given up one earned run in, 19 or less 20 appearances. It sucks. Bad timing, but you can't go nuts with that. To me, where Stearns missed is he needed to get a starting pitcher. He had to, and he did not. And this is no longer doable. I mean, yeah, this is you know when you're on the highway, it's like rest stop, you know, 31 miles, and you're like, I got to go to the bathroom, or I got enough gas, and you roll the dice, and you're like, all of a sudden, you do have to go to the bathroom, and you got to either pull over or whatever you're going to do, or you run out of gas, and you got to call a service. Like, he misread how far the nearest rest stop is. And I don't know how they work around that unless, and this would get him off the hook because then he could say this was baked into my calculation. Now, a couple of kids got called up to AAA. We know all the names. We've heard them. So if one or two contributes, whether it's, and it's got to be as a star. I don't like the notion. They got enough relief pitching. I don't like taking a kid and when he first gets called up to the bigs, having him change routine. They are starters. Start them. So that's where we are. It is a mess in Yankeeville. It is a mess in Metville. I think both teams squeeze into the playoffs, and I think both teams go home fast. And if I'm Hal, because it's just too early for Stearns, if I'm Hal, I'm taking a wrecking ball, and I'm changing stuff. Finally.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.